I Belong to No One, written by Gwen Wilson and read by Gwen Wilson. I feel myself drift away from my body, in that space between wakefulness and sleep. I drift up to the ceiling and I float, unable to control my path, bumping into walls and ceiling and corners of the room. Disconnected from what I see below, I am just an observer, interested, but not involved. My tiny body is curled in the bed below, and I know it is mine, but in that moment I feel as if I'm somewhere else. Mum steps into the room, arms cradling some freshly ironed clothes, and passes soundlessly to the baby-sized wardrobe wedged in the niche between the fireplace and the wall. I watch her as she opens a drawer and carefully places the folded items inside, smoothing them down and sliding the drawer closed again with methodical movements. "So, there you are, Mum. So there was a time when I knew you. In that time before I could talk, maybe before I was 3 years old, you wrote to my father that I didn't speak until that age. You were worried for me, but I didn't know it then. It was something revealed to me much, much later when you gave me Dad's replies. Before I could talk, I often left my body, but I never left the room that held my bed. Perhaps I couldn't. Up there I had no strength, no use of my arms and legs. I couldn't walk or crawl through the air or choose in which direction to go. I surrendered to hovering, never straying too far from my form lying motionless in the bed below. My rational mind tells me this must be a false memory. It sounds weird even to me. I know it shouldn't be possible, and yet it persists there in the recesses of my mind. Something from long ago, something that was true then and is still true to me today. This narrative is one part of the tapestry of my life. I have told it as factually as possible, yet I know that not every detail will be precise. It is recorded in the way I remember it in the fibres of my being. Those who wove my threads may remember an event or a conversation in a different time and place, or have a different interpretation of their meaning or significance. It smells of damp earth underneath the house. The odour permeates my skin and invades my nostrils. I like it down here. I like the secret nature of it. Underneath the house is an otherworldly place, a house within a house, sealed from the outside world by its bricked-in walls and sagging wooden doors tugged shut behind me. Above, the house is quiet. There are no sounds of television or people. There is Mum. Mum. Lying in a motionless trance on her bed in the front room. She seems so far away. Even if I crawled commando style, I could not reach the underneath of her room. There, at the front of the house, the floor is almost level with the ground. Here, at the back, I stand upright, to my full 6-year-old height, and I can breathe in the smell. I stand in the gloom and soak up the mustiness around me. The silence, only broken by my breath echoing in a rhythmic timelessness, presses against my ears. Waiting. Listening. Being.